أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. This is Mark Silver. Welcome to the Remembrance. And today, I am deeply aware that sometimes we are told that we can't do something. Sometimes you're told you can't do something that you don't have talent or skill for. And it's just not true. In a really minor example, I'm noticing that all my life I heard that I had terrible handwriting and that I couldn't really write well. And the only problem was that I was just rushing with it. And when I take my time, my handwriting is beautiful. Can be. And so let's just take a moment. I encourage you to take a moment to just take a nice breath and to let yourself arise. In your heart, let your heart rise up and occupy the space that you're in. Letting yourself arrive. There's so much space for exactly how you're feeling and exactly what's true for you. And in the context of your business or your life, notice if there is something that you face doing on a somewhat regular basis, or you avoid doing on a somewhat regular basis, that you were told or you learned somehow that you were just no good at it, that you had no talent for it. Maybe it was math or money. Maybe it was marketing or social skills, or maybe it was handwriting. Who knows? And just noticing what arises in your heart, if this is true for you. And noticing the feeling that come up. And there's so much space. And there is space here also to not need to be a master, to have mastery, to be amazingly incredible with whatever it is. But just holding it in your heart. And letting your head bow, letting your heart bow, bringing your attention to your heart. Beginning to call the name of the divine, beginning to call the remembrance through the doorway of your heart. Allah. Not trying to change or fix anything, just is love available even here? Is the divine present even here? And as your heart remembers the source of love, as your heart remembers the presence of the oneness from which you are not separate in any way, and you face whatever it is that someone told you that you believed for some reason that you had no skill or talent or ability with this thing, with this area of life. And just letting yourself face it. With curiosity, with an open heart, with a wondering. Whether it's numbers or money or technology or relationships. Or words, or writing, whatever it is, it could be anything. Holding it in your heart, facing it with your heart open, curious, and continuing to call in the remembrance. Asking the divine to help you to be present, to face this, and to see it truly, to see your own heart's relationship with it truly, with humility, with patience, with openness, with love, with gentleness, with curiosity. Allah. And remembering that there is no compunction to take this up. You may not enjoy it. It may not be something you want to do. It may be something that you want to hand off to others or that you can successfully work around without any harm or cost. The main thing with your heart is to not believe what others have told you about yourself and your abilities, but instead to find them. Yourself, the truth within you. Allah. Allah. As it happens, if it does, if your heart begins to soften in the face of whatever it is that you've been facing, what is it that you notice in your heart, in your relationship with this skill or activity? What is waiting for you there? What is possible? What does the divine show you? What does your heart discover when love is present and you have a direct relationship with it rather than mediated by others' beliefs in you? Allah. Beautiful. And perhaps just noticing if you have any authentic gratitude or appreciation for anything that you've experienced during this remembrance. Letting your heart fill with that and express that to the divine. Taking a nice gentle breath and letting your attention return.